In some editions of the Bible, they've put a title above Psalm 32 that says, The Joy of Forgiveness. And that's one of the themes in this psalm that really makes me like it so much. We're going to look at verse 5. I acknowledged my sin to you, David says, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. In a widely publicized blackmail case, former CBS News producer Robert Halderman recently pleaded guilty to extortion. If you remember the story, he tried to get $2 million out of late-night talk show host David Letterman, threatening to expose Letterman's sexual improprieties if he didn't get the cash. And where many people might be tempted to pay off the blackmailer to save their reputation, David Letterman did something unusual. He confessed his wrongdoing on national television and put a quick stop to the extortion. It was, by many people's estimation, a stroke of genius. Not only did it suddenly take away all the leverage that Mr. Halderman might have had, it also provided an amazing amount of damage control for David Letterman's reputation. People still found his infidelity extremely distasteful, but everybody had to admit that it took character and moral courage to step up to the plate and own his transgressions. Instead of ruining his reputation, his show got some of the highest ratings in its history. Now, I want you to think about this in personal terms for a moment. People have asked me why God wants us to confess our sins when He's supposed to know everything anyway. Is God some kind of sadist who enjoys watching us suffer? Does He want to hear all the dirty details of our sinful lives because He enjoys watching us squirm? Not at all. When we confess our sins, not only does it put us in a place where God can help us change our lives because we're honest about the situation, but it also stops the extortion racket run by the devil. You see, once we sin, the devil's very good at using that to drive a wedge between us and God. He convinces us that we've made ourselves utterly unacceptable and unforgivable. He specializes in having us defend our flawed character to the point where we put ourselves outside the help that is offered. And then he gets us to do other things in order to cover up or make ourselves feel better about what we've done. But once you've admitted the problem to God, once you've come clean, you've taken away the devil's powers of deception and extortion. You've put yourself outside his reach because his program runs on deception, coercion, and lies. Being honest with God takes the power out of the devil's hands and puts you back where you belong. And that's just a better way to live.